Trump wins Michigan on track to sweep swing states. The Associated Press called Michigan and its 15 electoral votes for President-elect Donald Trump Wednesday. It appears that President-elect Donald Trump is going to win every single battleground state in the 2024 presidential election, as all but two declare him the winner, and those other two remain undecided. The AP called Michigan just before 1 p.m. on November 6th, with Trump beating Vice President Kamala Harris by 1.5 percentage points with 98% of the vote counted. Trump secured the necessary 270 electoral votes and the election victory by claiming Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, according to the Associated Press. After winning Georgia and North Carolina earlier in the night, Trump had crisscrossed the Wolverine state, making at least 112 appearances there since announcing his candidacy in November 2022. On Monday night, the former president conducted his closing campaign rally in Grand Rapids, as he did in each of the last two campaigns. The race here was considered a toss-up from the start by Cook Political Report, though Harris had led by a slight margin in most fall polls. The final poll of Michigan voters, released by the New York Times/Siena College on November 3rd, found Harris and Trump tied at 47%. That result was within the margin of error, making the race a statistical tie. Harris, too, had visited the state frequently, including multiple appearances in each of the last 3 weeks. Her promise to protect access to abortion and to turn the page from the Trump era drew large, enthusiastic crowds. In the end, Trump's promise to reinvigorate Michigan's auto industry, halt illegal immigration, and lower energy prices convinced the majority of Michiganders, remaining battlegrounds. Meanwhile, the AP has still yet to call the victor of the remaining two battleground states, Nevada and Arizona. In Nevada, Trump currently leads Harris by 5 points with 84% of the vote counted. Lastly, Arizona trails behind, with only 61% of its votes counted since polls closed at 9 p.m. on November 5th. Trump leads Harris by nearly 5 percentage points. The only other state whose electoral votes remain unclaimed is Alaska, and Trump leads there, as well, by more than 5 points with 76% of the vote counted. Winning the two remaining swing states would give him 309 electoral votes, and Alaska's three votes would make it a final vote of 312 to 224. Winning those states would also aid Trump's chances of winning the popular vote. According to the Associated Press, he has earned nearly 72 million votes compared to Harris's nearly 67 million votes as of 12:30 p.m. These projected victories come after months of tight polling results showing slim margins of victory in key states for both candidates depending on the poll. Voter integrity lawsuits were fought in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Michigan in the days leading up to the election. Pennsylvania and Georgia also had to extend voting in several precincts. For Pennsylvania, it was software malfunctions. For Georgia, it was bomb threats. The results also follow Trump being endorsed by Muslim leaders in Michigan and a stronger turnout of Latino voters for Trump in Nevada. Out of the seven battleground states, North Carolina was the only state Trump has won in all three presidential races. He lost Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona to President Joe Biden in 2020. Nevada is the only state out of this year's battleground that Trump lost in 2020 and in 2016 when he ran against Hillary Clinton. Lawrence Wilson contributed to this report.